family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Hump Day Wednesday, August 27th, 2025 edition. Well, yesterday, the governor, Matt Hall, the Speaker of the House in the Republican majority, as well as Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, Democrat, had a meeting. Right after that meeting, Matt Hall went back and brought forward the House proposal budget. Almost 2 months past the statutory July 1st deadline, the House passed a $54 billion omnibus budget yesterday. When you add it up with the education budgets they passed earlier this summer, their total budget came in at $78.5 billion. $3 billion less than the current year, fiscal year 2025. $5 billion less than what the governor wanted back earlier this year. And $6 billion less than the state Senate Democrats' budget that they passed in May. With an advertised $5 billion in cuts, House Bill 4706... make spending increases only to four departments: the Auditor General, Department of Military, Veterans Affairs, Transportation, and the legislature itself. Both the House and the Senate budgets went up. Those are the only departments out of 14 that got an increase. Legislature, that's basically the expenses of running the House and the Senate. The Auditor General, which audits the books, keeps the books. Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, so our veterans, military, getting more money. And transportation. The other 10 departments all got cut. What this basically means, folks, is that at $78.5 billion, they were able to cut not quite the 10% I was hoping for out of the Senate's proposal, but they got $6 billion out of their $84.5 billion. That's roughly about 8%. So I can live with that. I was hoping for 10, they came out with 8. As far as transportation goes, this was the big hullabaloo that they were arguing over. How are they going to get more money into transportation's budget without raising taxes? Well, for transportation, Speaker Hall announced that they fulfilled their commitment to find $3.4 billion in additional revenue for the roads by putting a record, listen to this, $10.2 billion is going to go into the Department of Transportation's budget. A spending plan that's more than $3.3 billion higher than the Senate 6.9, and even more than what the governor was asking for. And they're doing it without raising taxes. In their press conference after the passage of the bill, 4706, and again, if you want to look at it, I mean, it's huge, but if you want to see it, go to mivotes.org, put in HB for House Bill 4706. No space, just HB 4706, and you can look at the entire budget. Well, joining Matt Hall at the press conference was the Appropriations Majority Vice Chair, Matt Maddock. He took a moment to shake Speaker Matt Hall's hand and thank him for allowing them to make some real cuts to the budget. Maddock said this budget is the result of looking at every line in every department in their budget and determining if there was waste, fraud, or abuse in their budget. Waste, fraud, and abuse? Where have we heard that phrase before? Department of Government Efficiency in Washington, D.C. under Elon Musk. The budget bill passed, actually, with one Democrat, Karen Whitsett of Detroit. She joined the 58 Republicans. The bill passed 59-46, so they could say it was technically a bipartisan budget. Here are some of the departments and some of the cuts that they're going to get. Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, that's LEO. That's one of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's pet little departments. $1.1 billion less, 46.7% decrease, almost cut it in half. Eagle, Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, they're going to get $200 million less over last year, 19.2% decrease. The Department of State, Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, $69 million less in her budget, 23.8% decrease. I wonder if that means Jonathan Brader might be getting fired. They got to make cuts. Sorry, Jonathan, we can't afford you. You're a rich New York attorney, and yeah, we just can't afford to pay you. Sorry. Update your resume. I'll write you a good reference letter, though. This one is really going to hurt. I can't wait for Dana Nessel's response. Department of the Attorney General getting $38 million less, almost a 30% decrease, 29.6%. In this one, this has been long overdue. I can't believe this budget is what it is. Michigan Civil Rights Commission is getting $15 million less. That's a 53.4% decrease in their budget. Unbelievable that they made this many cuts to this many departments. These budgets were all mentioned in Hall's last press conference as budgets that had ballooned in size since former Governor Rick Snyder's last budget. Hall told reporters yesterday that the House budget process was transparent, despite HB 4706 never going through the Appropriations Committee or any subcommittees. He based his opinion on the fact that he had held weekly press conferences at which he made statements on how the process was going. In the end, Hall said they had spent 137 hours of public hearings so far on the budget. A big chunk of those hours came from the House Appropriations Subcommittee and the Labor Economic Opportunity, which took 5-minute testimonies on dozens of earmarks in the requests from both the governor's proposal and the Senate ballot budget proposal. This was the first known budget process where it was put up for a vote, and the legislators had an opportunity to cut spending. Legislative earmarks received public scrutiny, where they actually went through every single earmark and decided whether or not it needed to be kept. Overall, only $100 million in 62 legislative earmarks. That is down, listen to this, folks, down $815 million from the fiscal year 2024 Democrat-controlled budget, where they had control of the House and the Senate, $385 million in this current year, fiscal year 2025. Well, the Democrats, their spokesperson, House Minority Leader Rajiv Puri, Democrat Communist of Canton, said after the vote that this was the least transparent budget process he's ever been a part of. Why? Because they're in the minority. There was no reason for the Republicans to involve the Democrats in the House budget in any way, shape, or form. Why? Because that's exactly what you Democrats did to the Republicans in 23 and 24's budget. You had control of the House, you had control of the Senate, you had the governor's office. You didn't even talk to the Republicans. Every time you had a committee hearing on a budget, you would not adopt not one amendment, folks. While the Democrats were in control of both the House and the Senate, do you realize not one Republican amendment was ever adopted when it came to the budget? So, obviously, this is the way you govern. When you have the majority, this is what you do. So get over it, Puri. He went on to say, attacking Matt Hall, the speaker, it's more than ironic coming from a speaker who prides himself on being very transparent. You have a number of individual caucus members on the Republican side who have been very vocal about the need for transparency and due diligence last term. You know, when the Democrats were in control. He says the hypocrisy is thick. I don't think you can emphasize that enough right now, Puri said. Puri said the House Democrats were only given about an hour to see the budget bill before voting on it. I think that was by design. If you have something that you're proud of, if you have ideas that you want to broadcast to the world, you don't hide them until an hour before the vote. We've seen from this speaker a desire to do pretty much everything but govern. Well, get over it. Elections have consequences. Republicans passed their budget, and now it's going to go into conference with the Senate. We'll continue the story on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, and we're going to continue on this story for a little bit, so bear with me. This is coming down to showmanship. Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, he's acting a lot like Donald Trump. Basically ignoring the Democrats in the House because they only had 49 votes against Hall's budget, the Republicans' majority caucus budget, whining like little babies, when in fact they did the exact same thing to the Republicans in 23 and 24's fiscal year budgets. Well, another Democrat, Alabas Farhat of Dearborn, who was formerly the minority vice chair in appropriations, said what we've seen from this speaker is a desire to do pretty much everything but govern. Sherry, in agreeing with that statement, stepped in and said, I think that's by design. If you have something that you're proud of, you broadcast it to the world. Again, you don't hide it until an hour before the vote. Well, when asked if House passing a budget removes the obstacle in the negotiation process, the minority leader, Puri, said no, adding that the only obstacle that still exists is the speaker, Matt Hall. Puri said Hall has never passed a budget on time. He's holding this institution hostage. He thinks that a government shutdown is still in play. While at a certain point, while the House Democrats were speaking to reporters, Maddock interrupted. He and Farhat started to debate right before the press. Oh, I would have loved to have been there to see that one. Matt Maddock, is basically Matt Hall's sergeant when it comes to this budget. Interrupting Farhat right in front of the press and starting to debate him. Well, I'm sure Farhat wasn't prepared for it because he was all set to deliver his talking points, which the Democrats always do. They can't think off the top of their head, so they have little cards with outline notes that they read from. Well, again, even last week, when a Democratic staffer interrupted Matt Hall when he was speaking to the press, he walked away, stating that the rules for press scrums would change if people yelled at one another. Other standouts of this budget, listen to this. This I absolutely agree with 1,000%. They have 4,300 unfilled positions in the state government. Postings looking for workers to grow the employee base. Do you realize that the state of Michigan, folks, is the largest employer in our state? You can take all the employees for General Motors and Ford Motor Company that operate in the state of Michigan. You know, manufacturing plants, assembly line workers, people that work for GM and Ford have less employees than the state of Michigan does. 4,300 unfilled positions in the House budget eliminated them. Completely eliminated them. You're not going to hire 4,300 more people. The Department of State's budget, Jocelyn Benson's budget, well, it requires the Auditor General to audit the Secretary of State's review process of voter rolls. Well, guess what? The state of the Secretary of State's Department of State's budget was cut. Huge. The Auditor General's budget that does the auditing and reviews the process of voter rolls, their budget increased. Bottom line, state workers will have to return to work in their office or their position will be eliminated. They also included a change in the state income tax. No taxes on tips and no taxes on overtime. The budget gets rid of completely, thank you God, the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund. The SOAR Fund, it's gone. Again, another money laundering scheme of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Giving away taxpayer dollars, grant money, to her friends, her corporate friends, who turn around and donate it to the Democrats. This one is going to just tick off Dana Nessel. I can't wait for her response on this one. In the House budget, it would ban the Attorney General from entering into lawsuits against the federal government. Multi-state lawsuits or lawsuits against any oil or gas entity except on appropriations or legislative transfers. Who is Enbridge? All right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's right. Oil, natural gas, liquid petroleum gas. Yeah, guess what? The Attorney General can't sue them. Not in the budget. Sorry, you can't do it. They're making cuts to the Michigan State Police budget. They're making cuts to several budgets who have requirements for contractors and subcontractors unless they use the E-Verify system for all employees to check on their work eligibility status. Dave Ageman, did you hear that? They're finally implementing your bill in the budget. We're going to continue on the other side. Man, we're probably going to do a whole half hour on the next segment. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without...